This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There have been two big media stories burbling around this week about which an update seems prudent. First of all, there's a bit of a yes, you did, no, I didn't thing going on with AT&T's proposed $85 billion purchase of Time Warner. There are reports today the Department of Justice is going to insist AT&T sell off CNN as a condition of the deal going through, and that AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson has offered to do just that, to get things done. Stephenson said in a statement today he has offered no such thing, thank you very much, nor would he. So there is that. Also this week, reports by CNBC that the Murdoch family has been talking to Disney about selling it a big chunk of 21st Century Fox, the entertainment parts of it, to be specific. Sarah Ellison wrote about the rumored deal and the complicated Murdoch family dynamics that it presents in Vanity Fair. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I think it's interesting that the Murdoch boys have decided to hold on to arguably the most troublesome part of their dad's empire, Fox News, right?
Well, right. It's certainly the part that James feels not particularly connected to. It's the part of the company that has given them a lot of trouble recently. But I think they're sort of going for what's pragmatic. Assuming that these deal talks are real,
right,
assuming that they happen, one possible reason that they would want to do, can complete a deal that's like this, is to separate Fox News, which has become increasingly controversial, from Sky, which is, people that I've talked to talk about Sky as a cash register, and it's a deal that they have wanted to complete for a long time.
Right. Sky, of course, is the sort of, it would be a sort of a global sort of platform for the Murdochs.
Right. So Sky is something they own part of, and they have owned a part of it for a while, and it's a pay television satellite service, and it's the distribution part of what everyone in the media needs. Disney, on their side, is interested in distribution. They cut off their relationship with Netflix and bought a platform for distribution of their own. It's the kind of deal that marries a great distribution platform with what Disney has, which is great content. And that's sort of one of the big motivating factors in all of media these days is to have both sides of that equation.
You also point out in this piece that the Murdochs have known for a while, and this sort of struck me because 21st Century Fox is a ginormous company. The company's always been too small to compete at scale globally.
Well, that's increasingly the case. So, you know, a few years back, 21st Century Fox tried to by Time Warner, and they were rebuffed and withdrew the offer pretty quickly. Meanwhile, you have NBC Universal being bought by Comcast. So increasingly, as big as 21st Century Fox is, it's not quite big enough. And that's something that, you know, James Murdoch in particular has talked about a lot. And I think that, you know, one of the ways it might actually survive is to split it apart.
Again, assuming that these talks were, first of all, real, but second of all, wind up going anywhere, what do you suppose the conversation was like at the breakfast table in the Murdoch household when James and Lachlan said, hey, Pop, we got this idea?
Well, there is something. I mean, what's fascinating about this family is that it, and this is a cliche, but there is something Shakespearean about it, where they have spent their entire lives, the sons, trying to please their father, but at the same time, they have ideas of their own, and they have friends of their own. And I think that Rupert Murdoch has been kind of proudly counterintuitive in a lot of different ways, and he's enjoyed disrupting the establishment. And it's where you see James and Lachlan have to try to balance this duality of their existence, and it's quite interesting. So the breakfast table conversation is always interesting in that house, I'm sure. But on these days, it must be particularly interesting.
Sarah Ellison at Vanity Fair writing most recently about the Murdochs and rumors of a deal between 21st Century Fox and Disney. Sarah, thanks very much.
Thank you.